This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 13th. God's word for you today is, now speak. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 2, verse 18. And it says, in those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels and predicting future events pertaining especially to God's kingdom. Two things we need to understand about the prophetic as we begin to prophesy and walk in the company of prophets. The first is, the corporate prophetic anointing can be contagious. Please read 1 Samuel 19, verse 19 to 24. When there is a company of prophets, there is a corporate dimension of prophesying that becomes effortless, sometimes even to God's enemies. There is no need to be afraid of your enemies. Let them come. They will begin to prophesy in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 19, verse 23 to 24 says, but on the way to Naoth in Ramah, the Spirit of God came even upon Saul, and he, too, began to prophesy all the way to Naoth. He tore off his clothes and lay naked on the ground all day and all night, prophesying in the presence of Samuel. The people who were watching exclaimed, what? Is even Saul a prophet? Saul's own was even worse. A whole king tore off his clothes and lay naked on the ground all day and all night. People will hear you prophesy and say, is even this lady, this man, prophesying? But before they finish, they too will join in prophesying. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. The second thing about the prophetic we need to learn is the prophetic flows from worship. We find a classic example of this in 2 Kings 3. Elisha was upset with the king of Israel because of his idolatry and at the time because of the king of Judah. 2 Kings 3 verse 15 to 16 says, now bring me someone who can play the harp. While the harp was being played, the power of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he said, this is what the Lord says. This dry valley will be filled with pools of water. You need to be conscious of the power of worship. As you come into the atmosphere of worship this season, the power of the Lord will come upon you and you will say clearly, this is what God is saying in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who always want a New Testament example, I need you to know that God is eternal. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not fall into the trap of compartmentalizing scriptures. However, I will give you a New Testament example. Acts 13 verse 1 to 2 says, among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simon, called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manaen, the childhood company of King Herod Antipas, and Saul. One day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, appoint Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them. As they were worshipping the Lord, the prophetic broke out. You need to expect God to do what only He can do. You need to open your heart and give it your best shot, leaving nothing behind. However, you need to come to Jesus first before He can fill you to the overflowing, which is what prophesying largely is all about. As you surrender and as we all abide in His presence, I pray that God will fill us to the overflowing with His Holy Spirit, and we will speak His words. Let us pray. Father, my voice will be heard on high In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.